So today I'm in Turkey, still with part of the Zendtask team, but we're not working on Zendtask. As some of you already know, we are not going to continue to work on Zendtask as a product. Quite a bit of an emotional journey for me to get to this point. Both for Zendtask and for all my projects as a whole, I wanted to talk about that for a bit and share my thinking along the way, but also especially in the situation where we're in right now. Way back when I started dabbling in the startup ecosystem, I was fascinated immediately with bringing technology to masses and making people's life easier with technology. This started when we started developing websites and brandings back in 2002 when Fabian and I started MediaSign. And it continued, this fire inside of me grew and grew over the years as I worked on SumUp and Pierre George and ThinkSpeech and various other companies along the way. Then in 2004, I got this opportunity to not only be a startup founder and work on startups actively day by day, but also learn from different projects at the same time. So Fabian and I created Tenderloin Ventures together, which essentially had the idea to combine the work idea and work type of a business angel, which is very hands-on and tries to contribute a lot of value to companies, be very active in this first stage of a company's life cycle, with a bit bigger tickets that usually would be written by smaller VCs. Typically, we invested up to 500,000 Swiss francs per company, and we did that into 9 companies so far. I love this opportunity because it gave me a way to not only learn at one project after another in series, it allowed me to work on different companies in parallel. It was a period in my life where I've learned an incredible amount of stuff in very short time. But towards the end of the 3 years when we invested in those 9 companies, I also realized that my learning curve started to flatten and the itch became too big to jump back in the startup game and become a founder myself. And at that point, I decided to join 3 very young startups found them. One of them you definitely know, it's called Zendtask productivity app, and it emerged from my personal need to have a tool where I could manage 360 degrees of my life. Because I had been involved with so many different projects at the same time, it was incredibly and increasingly difficult for me to set priorities right. So I would be getting some tasks in Asana, some in Trello, some via email, and then a third or fourth set on a personal post-it. So there was no way for me to really get an overview of what are the things that I have to accomplish today. And that's how the idea of Zendtask was born. Originally, it was just something that I wanted to get my hands dirty in programming again, so I started working on a prototype. And then I was joined by Akos, our lead developer, about 2 years ago now, and we started working on the first iteration. And then over time, we saw that it picked up some traction and we wanted to bring in a full team. We raised some money a year ago now, and we've been growing that user base for the past year. The second project that I got involved with is called Glimpse. Glimpse's vision is to become Google Analytics for offline businesses, especially in the bar and restaurant section. You have to imagine, if you're a bar owner or operator in the US, typically you would lose between 10 and 25% of your revenues just because bartenders pocket the money. Now that's a huge problem, that's a huge number, and because it's such a huge number, there's also various solutions in the market. Solutions that put a balance or a weight scale under each and every bottle so they can measure whenever a bottle is picked up and put back. There are solutions where companies send people to your bar just to watch your staff and kind of find out who's doing what. And then a third solution, a bit more simple, is the drink guns, but those only work for sodas. Now what we've seen is that bartenders are incredibly creative when it comes to circumventing these systems. So much that we've even seen people bring their own bottles, keep it in the back of their pants, and then use it to pour drinks that they don't want to ring up. So there had to be a simpler solution. What Glimpse does is we take security cameras that we put in the ceiling that can cover the bar area. So whenever you have a bottle that goes from one end of the bar to the other end of the bar, we see those camera images and we've trained software to automatically recognize these transactions. So now, instead of looking at a 2-hour long video for each camera, we get the data set down to just a few images, let's say 10 to 50 per hour, that you have to look at to see all the transactions that happened within that time frame. We then have operators around the world that work on a freelance basis that tell us what kind of drink they've seen go over the counter. So in this case here, it would be one water bottle, but it could also be 2 beers and 1 glass of wine. And then we automatically match that again to your POS system. And that's how you, as the bar operator, the next morning, you get a report that says, hey, last night during your shift, we've seen 500 transactions in total. 100 of those were not properly rung up. And here's the dollar value, here's the bartenders that serve those drinks, and here's the drink categories that were affected. So that's what Glimpse does. And third, last but not least, is Dfinity. Dfinity is an incredibly ambitious an interesting project. What it tries to do is many things. Among them, it brings a new consensus mechanism to the world. Now, if you've dabbled in blockchain technology, you know that consensus is kind of the bottleneck of every blockchain algorithm that's out there right now. Bitcoin right now only creates a new block every 10 to 15 minutes. Ethereum does it between 3 and 5 minutes. Now the technology at Dfinity allows us to create a new block every few seconds. So much that after 2 to 5 seconds, typically your transaction will be final. Whereas in Bitcoin, it takes about 6 blocks, so it could take 1.5 hours. Why is that important? Because it allows you to be sure that the transaction actually happened. And that's very important when, let's say, you're buying a boat, or even if you're buying a Coke or a coffee, you want to be sure that the person that you're selling this to that gives you crypto in return will actually have spent that crypto, and there's no risk of that person spending that crypto again later on. So long story short, my life is extremely interesting, and I'm super, super grateful for all the people that I get to work with and all the opportunities I have to learn and grow. But ultimately, it's time to do what I've done in my material life a long time ago. It's time to reduce and focus and minimalize the amount of stuff that occupies my brain. On any given month, for the past few months, there's been 15 projects that have been taking more or less of my time, and I just feel it's time to zero in on one project and fully focus on bringing one thing to full success. And that's going to be Dfinity. It took me a long time to think about this, like which project to focus on and why, but ultimately it's like every other decision in life. Your gut feeling usually tells you the right thing to do. In this case, I think my gut feeling is extremely strong that Dfinity has the right team and it's in the right space and it's the right time to make a big impact. I think if I had to describe a vision for my life or give a KPI for how I measure success in my life, it would be how many people's lives can I touch in a positive way. And while all of these companies and projects that I'm involved with offer a way to scale and improve the life of many people, I think Dfinity is by far the one that leverages this the most, where I'm able to touch millions of lives by providing the world with decentralized infrastructure. Now, why is that so important? Because at first it just sounds like technology. I think that decentralized applications are going to be a big part of the next 50 years. There's a few qualities that decentralized applications bring with them. Among them, they're pretty transparent and they're immutable. They're decentralized, meaning there's no single party, no single ego that can have an effect. And I think that's extremely valuable for many areas of our lives. First, of course, the financial industry and economy, because we all want to be in charge of our money. We don't want to trust someone else to either keep it for us or lose it for us in the worst case. But then also other areas like identity and education, I think we'll see a big revolution over the next few years because they will profit from a more transparent infrastructure. And last but not least, I'm going back to this thought experiment over and over again of what it would mean to create a new country on the blockchain. I think it's just such an incredibly big and ambitious, but also natural thing to think about. If you think about it, like politicians and democracy and all of that, it just perfectly lends itself to all these qualities that decentralization offers. Everything should be transparent, everything should be open, and we want to have as little friction and overhead as possible. So while it's been a very emotional journey for me to let go of some of these projects, which I think could have a very, very high leverage and a bright future, I just feel very strongly that Dfinity is where I should spend my time, and I've brought over some of the team from Zendesk to Dfinity to fully focus and drive forward this project. What will happen to the other projects? A, Zendesk. We're currently looking for someone who wants to take over and drive the Zendesk product into the future. So if you know someone, or maybe you personally are interested in working on a productivity software that already is live and has hundreds of active users every day, then please reach out to me. But even if we don't find that, we are going to create a way for you to export your data so that there's no hiccup in your daily work schedule. There's already a way that's live, and we will link to the article that describes how to export your data into another task manager below this video. Second glimpse, I'm still going to be part of it. I'm just taking a less active role. And then all my investments and companies from earlier, I'm just taking a step back. I'm still going to stay on board, and I'll be a resource to those companies whenever they need me. I make a very conscious decision to focus 95% of my time onto Dfinity right now. So looking forward to just contributing to one project, investing 100% of my energy and brain power into this, and I'm excited to see where this can lead to. With that, it's been a long journey for me, but I'm happy that finally my gut feeling and my brain are aligned and I've made this decision. If you have any questions, as always, just comment below. And with that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.